Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Welcome to our podcast. Today, we'll talk about upping your vibration. So stick around. Welcome back. Yesterday, we talked about your vibrational frequency. The fact that everything in the universe emits a vibrational signal, including us, including you. This vibration is in alignment with what we believe to be true. Our feelings, our thoughts, our attitudes. You know, the life we experience today is exactly in alignment with what we have been asking for. Now you might say, Jeff, I never asked for this crap that I'm going through right now. But on a deep level, your operating system, that vibration has somehow attracted this into your life. Understand, the signal that you're emitting is being answered all the time. So if we want things to change, we need to change our frequency. Retune the radio station. So we need to up our vibration and align to the specific circumstance we desire. Now, the best time we have to do this is very first thing in the morning, before you even get out of bed, because our mind is clear. We've been sleeping. Our mind is a clear slate. So before we start thinking about the day, before we start thinking about the kids and the bills and what may have happened yesterday, we align with that higher power. We know our good. We're in gratitude for our perfect health. We're in gratitude for the abundance that is flowing into our life. We're in gratitude for our brilliant mind. As you bring in these thoughts, what happens? We're talking about the law of attraction here. Like kind thoughts and feelings are attracted. So this is why I start my day with a gratitude practice. We can't be in gratitude and simultaneously be stressed out about the day in front of us. Our mind can only think one thought at a time. So step one, we ask intentionally. In the morning, affirm, I earn $100,000 per year. Or whatever that number is for you. Keeping in mind, if you believe that you'll have to work super hard and find a second job to earn this amount of money, that will be so. You know, there are no requirements other than those you limit yourself with. Our only requirement is to align our vibration with thought. Now, personally, I believe it's better to make a request you know you can align your vibration with. Let's start with that. Let's let these principles prove themselves to you time and time again, and your faith will grow, your vibration will rise, and at some point you'll know it is yours for the asking. So step two, we know the vibrational equivalent is given automatically. Step three, we then have to raise our vibration. In other words, convince yourself that what you're asking for, what you're affirming, is yours. That's the work. You have to know it is so in order for it to be. How? Picture yourself in the abundance you've declared. What does that look like? What does that feel like? what does that sound like? You have to feel like it feels to have it. Hold in your conscious mind a clear picture of yourself already having accomplished it. This is your work. Your subconscious draws upon infinite intelligence, this law of attraction. See, you can't declare, I earn $100,000 per year, when your subconscious or your operating system feels like, I don't believe it. You have to know it before it shows up. So choose something that's realistic for you. Again, let these principles prove themselves to you. So daily, remember, quieting the mind in meditation. It's when we quiet our mind and release this monkey mind, these incessant thoughts, that we can align with pure spirit. This is where we get insight and connection with this higher power. Secondly, affirmations. And we'll go into that in a future podcast. And thirdly, visualization. Again, close your eyes and picture yourself in the abundance that you've declared. So that's it for today. And remember, there is a power for good in the universe. It's in and through all things, including you. And we can use this power, this law of attraction, to create the life of our dreams. Thanks for joining me today, and we'll talk soon.